late last week in the battle rounds. Yeah. They sang Ordinary People. When you're flitting your party, you found somebody who makes you change your age like hanging with your crew. You said you act like you're ready, but you don't really know. And everything in your past, you wanna let it go. See, every night I tell me it's been around. And after all that, this is what I found. Nobody wants to be alone. If you touch my heart and feel the soul, maybe you got it back. When you're on the phone, hang up and you call right back. You got it back. If you miss a day without your friend, whole life's on track. You know you got it bad when you're stuck in the house. You wanna have fun, it's all you think about. You got it bad when you're out with someone and you keep on thinking about somebody else. You got it bad. All my people who know what's going on, look at your mate. Oh, my. Good stuff, right? Man, I just love those battle rounds. 21 minutes after 8 o'clock on Mix 98.9, and on the phone with me right now is Victor Solomon. Victor, nice to have you on the show this morning. Thanks for joining me.
Cool. Thank you so much for having me. I'm super excited to be here. It's grateful and honored. Appreciate you. Thank you.
Oh, not a problem at all. First of all, thank you for sharing your talent with everybody on the show. That's that was quite a battle you did with Deanna. What's that like out there, man? I mean, you guys were having a ball, weren't you?
Yes, that was the ultimate goal. We, you know, going into this, you know, me and Deanna were so similar, and we became good friends prior to them announcing that we were going to be battle partners. So once we knew that, you know, we just decided to, you know, really have fun out there and make sure we produce the best performance that the show ever seen, and you know, so we were really excited to be out there performing. So yeah.
Well, I gotta love that. Well, I had another singer on a couple of minutes ago who started off in church, and it sounds to me like that's where you got framed your singing career, starting in church, huh?
Yes sir. You know, I've been singing since I was a toddler, and you know, we have a children's choir called the Sunshine Band, and you know, that's where I started singing, and then, you know, from there, started singing in the youth choir, praise and worship team, and yeah, man, that's home for me.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, it seems to me folks get a lot of great training in church choirs, and sometimes, I don't know, though, were you that one that stood out and said, excuse me, I'm going to do the solo? Is that how that works?
You know, it's really just, you know, just listening, you know. I don't think there's really much training in the gospel. You just really have to, you know, take after those influences that you have and people like that, and then just going out and singing, you know. I felt like singing, and I love to lead songs, so I always asked to lead songs as a child, and, you know, it got me in a good place.
Got you in a good place. But, I mean, singing at six, and then in eighth grade, you take on a talent show and you win it. I mean, my gosh, that's amazing stuff, isn't it?
Super incredible, you know, to go out there and sing for the first time. I believe that was my first time ever singing a song outside of gospel, and you know, the crowd loved it, and I ended up winning the talent show, like you said. So that was incredible.
You know, I remember an interview with Michael Jackson years ago when he said that the place he was most at home was when he had a microphone in his hand and he was in front of thousands of people. Do you get that feeling when you're out there like that?
Yes, that is the best feeling in the world, and you know, I would love to do that like every single day. Like, and I'm so excited for my future, going on tours and things like that. So that is definitely something that I appreciate.
Well, I mean, it takes a lot to get to that point, to get to that stage. Which reminds me, let me ask you some behind the scenes questions, if I can. I mean, your stage presence is pretty amazing, but
do you choose what you wear, or do you have handlers on that on that show? And they say, no, you got to do this look. What happens?
So, you know, it's kind of both. You know, they present us with options, and, you know, we get to choose from there. And then, you know, everything obviously has to be approved. But for the most part, you know, it's kind of like a 60-40% type of deal when choosing the outfits that we get to wear.
Got it. Yeah, they don't want to embarrass themselves, but they want you to look your
exactly.
best. And they got it is kind of a growing process. I remember watching folks on The Voice and on American Idol and all those different shows. And do you feel like you're growing every week as you're on this show?
I do feel like I'm growing. You know, especially after the battle round. Like I said, that was a song that I've never sung before, never thought about singing, R&B or Usher at that. And, you know, to be able to perform it, sing it, and then win the battle, it means that I'm obviously growing in some capacity. So I'm excited about my future here on the show.
Oh, man, that's awesome. Now the $10 million question to me, and I think for a lot of folks, is, are you working with John Legend in person, or is it social distance and you're doing Zoom meetings with him, or do you actually get one-on-one time with him in person?
So what you see on the show is what we get. You know, working with him in person, social distance is what we're doing right now, and mm-hmm. then we've also had conversations over Zoom as well. And, you know, it's pretty exciting to be in the presence of John Legend, so I'm just soaking it all in at the moment.
Well, that's my thought. I mean, if I was standing there in front of John Legend, I don't even know how I'd ask a question. I'd be and although
exactly, you know, trying to stay on track of, you know, what we're here for, you know, it's definitely easy to get sidetracked in the presence of a legend. So, you know, got to stay focused.
Right, do they help you through that? I mean, does John Legend kind of go, all right, settle down, this is cool, I'm just a guy like you? Or does he, maybe he doesn't come across like that, I don't know.
No, he really doesn't. You know, it's just something that I have to, you know, think in myself that, like, you know, I don't want him to be annoyed with me because, you know, I'm acting like a super fan. Mm-hmm. But, you know, at the same time, you know, it's just kind of hard because I love the man, you know.
Oh, yeah. It's great. Well, now, and I don't know if this is already pre-taped or not, but the mega mentor tonight is Snoop Dogg. And first of all, what's a mega mentor? What does that mean? I mean, does he work with you on nuance? What does Snoop Dogg teach you? I'm scared to ask that almost.
Right. So the mega mentor basically is kind of like the biggest celebrity of the season that comes on the show and assists and advises the contestants. And, you know, he's a mega mentor this year, or this season, rather. And, you know, he's giving us advice on how to perform, you know, how to sing, and how to win, basically. So, yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. All right. So here we go. You're on The Voice. You're in the competition. You're in the thick of things, and you move on. Beyond The Voice, what's your plans? Do you plan on pursuing gospel, or are you going more pop, or are you leaving that up to whatever happens, fate happens?
Right. So I definitely do plan on going gospel. It's something I can't stray away from it. God is the reason why I'm here. So, you know, I'm giving that glory back to him in everything I do and say. So gospel is definitely on the list. I'm looking forward to singing, you know, also love songs and inspirational songs as well. So, you know,
awesome.
Yeah, that's what's for me.
So really the better mega mentor would have been Kirk Franklin. Would that have been, right?
Kirk Franklin would have been incredible. That would have been so good.
He's the one gospel artist if I could meet. He's just amazing. And I had a feeling he would be in that same situation as me, just going, yeah, Kirk Franklin, that would be the best. Well, Victor, our time is up. They're going to force you off the phone here in a moment. So thank you so much. Good luck in the future rounds on The Voice, and I look forward to following your career. Have a great day. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me. Have a good one as well.
All right. That was a lot of fun. I wish all these guys the best. Victor, man, what's amazing to me is how grounded these artists seem to be, don't they? Amazing.
Mixed 98.9.